The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
I'm Gil Gross. As you know, today's show is about the safe house. And what better way to protect yourself and your home than having the right insurance? And this is key, the right amount. You have too little, you're going to be very disappointed if you have a claim. If you have too much, and you may be in some parts of the country just throwing money away, but how do you know how to get it just right? Well, for that, we're turning now to HouseLogic.com, that new resource for homeowners, which, like Real Estate Today, is brought to you by the NAR. And joining us with much more on this is Pamela Gertz-Kabati, the NAR Vice President of Web Publications and a member of the HouseLogic team. Pamela, welcome back. How are you?
I'm terrific today, Gil. How are you?
I am fine, but I've already been through this, and it was very interesting. So talk to us about homeowners insurance, because I know HouseLogic has some insights there.
Yeah, we really do. Thank you. I wanted to share a little info about something called umbrella insurance today.
Which I take it covers more than your umbrella.
Yes, it does. And, you know, it comes in really handy on a rainy day. It's another piece of protection over and above the standard homeowner's policy that people are probably familiar with. Basically, umbrella insurance kicks in after your homeowner's insurance policy hits its liability limit.
Okay, so specifically, what does it offer?
Well, you know, our homes are part of our net worth, right?
Right.
So folks may want to consider umbrella insurance as a protection against lawsuits that could result in a big judgment against you. I mean, especially in today's litigious society, because a big judgment could wipe out your net worth, including you losing your home. For example, your dog bites someone or someone falls down your stairs. Either results in a serious injury. You could be sued. And your standard homeowner's insurance typically offers some liability coverage, but it might not be enough to cover that kind of major claim. The great thing about umbrella insurance is that it extends the liability of not just your homeowner's policy, but your auto policy, too, so it's a pretty big umbrella.
So what kind of suits does umbrella insurance actually protect against?
You know, basically any scenario that could land you in court and get you an unfavorable judgment in a lawsuit, wipe out your net worth, including your home. So you get sued for slander, libel, false arrest, you're in a car accident that lands you in court, your pet or someone who lives in your home causes accidental damage to someone else's property, any of those sorts of things.
Okay, so that's what's covered. What's not covered under umbrella insurance?
You know, that is a great question. We have a lot more detail on what's typically covered and not covered at HouseLogic. But in general, damages to your own property, not covered, because they're probably covered already by your homeowner's policy.
Okay.
Liability from certain vehicles that insurance companies consider exotic, like aircraft or jet skis, not covered.
Okay, so my F-15 in the garage, not covered?
No, absolutely not. No.
All right.
And then, you know, the other thing is people who work on your property. You have workmen working on your property or someone else, a domestic working on your property, not going to be covered. And there are even some limitations if you work out of your home. So, but again, we have more details about that at HouseLogic.
All right. So the good news is you can add extra protection, you know, if you choose. But at what cost?
Well, you know, there's even more good news there because really it's pretty reasonable. You know, premiums are going to vary, but for about $300 a year, you can add $1 million of liability coverage to your homeowner's insurance. Something else to keep in mind, there are pretty high deductibles. For instance, most umbrella insurance pays out only after your homeowner's liability insurance is spent. So it's certainly not a replacement for your liability insurance. It's an add-on.
Okay, and that liability insurance is generally $100,000 to $300,000
exactly.
On the policy.
Exactly.
So it have to be
yeah.
Pop over that. Okay.
And you can, I mean, there are ways you can add. You know, there are riders, things you can add to your liability insurance. But investing in umbrella insurance is often a better deal than just increasing your liability coverage on your homeowners because, as we said before, it's a big umbrella, so it applies to both your vehicle and your house.
Okay. And trying to figure out whether this is something I need or not, how would I do that?
Well, if you own a very modest home and have few other assets, then the amount in your homeowner's policy might be sufficient. But that's probably not going to be the case for most people. I mean, when you tally up all your assets, especially your home's value, you're likely to be beyond the typical $100,000 to $300,000 liability cap on your homeowner's insurance policy. So when you're evaluating your needs, you have to keep in mind, too, that you know, the bad news is that any of us can be sued at any time. There's some good news, and that is that, you know, if there's no obvious fault on the homeowner's part, juries usually side with you. And some states also have something called homestead laws that can protect your home from creditors in any kind of a court judgment. So the best thing to do is really consult an attorney or a financial advisor.
Yeah, it's always good to take a second look at your homeowner's insurance generally, even apart from something like umbrella insurance, because it was said at the beginning, some people are actually uninsured if something or underinsured if something were to happen to their home. They wouldn't be able to rebuild. And then there are people in some parts of the country, especially the more expensive parts of the country, the Bay Area, New York area, Los Angeles, where you might be overinsured, where a lot of what you're paying for is the land, which isn't going anywhere when you bought your house. And replacing the house, if something were to happen to it, on a, you know, how many $100s per square foot might not be that much. So these are just good things to go through.
You know, you're absolutely right. And you need to look at what riders are available on your liability insurance, your homeowner's insurance. If you have special circumstances, like if you have a small home-based business, a lot of people are developing home, you know, small home-based businesses
yep.
these days. So if you have that, typically that's not covered. If you have a workman come deliver supplies, you know, maybe you're knitting sweaters and selling them on eBay, the guy who delivers yarn, he slips and falls on your driveway, he's not covered under your liability policy in most cases. So you need a rider for that. And that's mostly, you can generally get that for $300 to $400 a year. If you have people who are working on your property, workmen who are coming, landscapers, other things, they're generally not covered. Now, of course, they should have their own insurance, and you absolutely want to
right.
check on that before hiring them. And then if you're somebody who has a housekeeper who lives with them or a nanny who's taking care of children, they're generally, you know, not going to be covered. Say they slip and fall going down the stairs in your house or going down to the basement, they're not going to be covered. Again, there are riders you can get. So you want to talk with your insurer because people's life circumstances change. And as they change, you absolutely want to check in and make sure that you're covered for the right amount.
Pamela Gertz-Kabati, I thank you so much for being with us, as always, on Real Estate Today.
Thank you.
Pamela, NAR's Vice President of Web Publications and a member of the House Logic team. Remember, that is houselogic.com.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of houselogic.com.